The Pasuk says, "Umi goy gadol," and who is a great nation, asher lo Elohim kerovim elav, that has God close to him, kashem Elokeinu, like Hashem our God, bechol koreinu elav, whenever we call out to him. And that Pasuk really illustrates the special relationship we have with God, that he's there for us. And the Gemara quotes the following story. Rabbi Tanhuma recounted the following story. There was a Jewish child that had boarded a ship, and this child was traveling with many, many people on the ship, and he was alone. He was without his family. And as the ship set sail, after a few days, the ship hit stormy weather. And the weather became increasingly foul until it reached a point where people were starting to get concerned about whether the ship would make it out of this storm. And the ship is being rocked back and forth in the sea, and this child, this Jewish child, is alone. And all around him are pagans, people who believe in different idols, and this one takes out his gold idol and he starts rubbing it and praying to it and begging it to save it, to save him. And the other one takes out his silver idol and he starts promising the idol, "Save me and I'll give you this sacrifice, I'll give you this, I'll give you that." And they're all praying to their different idols, and the Jewish child is sitting there on the side quietly. And as they're praying to their idols, they see that things are almost over, that the ship is about to be shipwrecked. And they turn to the kid and they say, "Hey, you Jew boy, you Jews are close to God and God is close to you. Why aren't you praying?" So the child hears how these pagans are telling him, "You pray, you pray, you're a Jew, you pray." So he suddenly gets his wits about him and he starts praying. And he says, "Hashem, you listen wherever I am. And you're with me wherever I am. And you see where I am in the middle of the scene that we're about to be shipwrecked. Please save us." And as the Jew starts davening, as this Jewish child starts davening, he's davening, and everyone could see that after he started davening, the sea calmed down. And he finishes davening, and everything's calm. So these pagans are looking at him with renewed respect. And they reach a point where the ship docks for a period, and it's going to continue sailing till its final destination. And these pagans, they get off the ship and they see the child staying on the ship. So they call back to the child and they say, "Why are you staying on the ship? Don't you want to come on land? Buy something? We're all going to buy things so you have it on the ship." So he said, "I don't know anyone here. I'm all alone. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do here. I'm all alone." So the pagans looked back at him and said, "You're all alone. You're all alone. Some of us left our gods at home. Some of us brought our gods with us and it didn't work. You're never alone. Look, you're standing on that ship. When you davened, then the ship was saved." So these pagans looked at him and they said, "You're never alone." That's this pasuk. Umik Hashem Elokeinu, who is like Hashem our God, that listens b'chol koreinu elav whenever we call to him. So Rabbi Tanhuma quoted the story to illustrate this pasuk, that Hashem is with us. And this is a point that's important to remember. Sometimes a person thinks, I've descended too low. Who told me last week? He's not here. One of the guys told me they were... you were with him. They're out in Tel Aviv, and a guy came over and asked, "Could we pray? Does God listen?" And it's an interesting question. It's a question that a lot of people who have not yet done tshuva are bothered by. And we know that the Torah teaches us that whatever a person does, a person could be as sinful as the most wicked king, as Menashe, who filled Yerushalayim with blood. It says that Yerushalayim was knee-high with blood. He murdered so many people. But nonetheless, when he prayed, we have on tradition that God was listening, that any Jew, any person, can pray, and the Jews are given a special gift, and Hashem says, "I'll be there for you whenever you call." Now, whether we get what we asked for or not is a different question. No one's saying we'll get what we asked for, but God is listening.